हेलो एंड वेलकम टू डू आई लाइक इट, अ शो जहां हम हर बात पे बात करते हैं। अभी कुछ दिन पहले ही रणदीप हुडा की फिल्म स्वतंत्र वीर सावरकर का ट्रेलर आया एंड द इंटरनेट अगेन गॉट फिल्ड विद कॉन्वर्सेशंस ऑन वेदर ही वाज अ नेशनल हीरो और अ कावर्ड। इज दिस फिल्म अनदर प्रोपेगेंडा और विल इट बी एन इंटेंस डाइव इनटू अ कंट्रोवर्शियल माइंड? अब देखो, मैं इस कॉन्वर्सेशन में तो भाई जा ही नहीं रहा। देर आर मोर इंटेलिजेंट पीपल देन मी हु हैव डन देयर ड्यू रिसर्च हु विल टेल यू। But the film did get me thinking about one thing. See, there's no doubt that Randeep Hooda is an exceptional actor, very intense in thrillers and dramas. But the question is, will he work as a director with such a polarizing film? And that got me thinking about some other actors who sat behind the camera and made some exceptional films. Dekho yaar, Hollywood mein toh there are plenty examples of actor-directors like Bradley Cooper, Clint Eastwood, Ben Affleck, Jordan Peele, Greta Gerwig, Donald Glover, etc. बट क्या हमारे यहाँ भी ऐसा होता है? लेट अस फाइंड आउट। इन दिस एपिसोड आई विल टॉक अबाउट सम ऑफ द बेस्ट एक्टर्स टर्न डायरेक्टर्स एंड हाउ स्किलफुली दे जगल्ड बिटवीन मल्टीपल रोल्स। नाउ आई वोंट बी टॉकिंग अबाउट पीपल लाइक कमल हसन, ऋषभ शेट्टी एंड रजत कपूर हु हैव बीन एक्टर डायरेक्टर्स प्रीटी मच फ्रॉम द स्टार्ट। मुझे ऐसे लोग चाहिए जिनका प्राइमरी काम एक्टिंग था बट लेटर दे डेल्व्ड इनटू डायरेक्टिंग फॉर अ फिल्म और टू। एंड बिफोर आई स्टार्ट विद माय पिक्स, आई जस्ट वांट टू मेंशन वन फिल्म आई विश आई कुड इंक्लूड ऑन दिस लिस्ट बट इट जस्ट हैजंट एज्ड वेल। यू होता तो क्या होता बाय नसीरुद्दीन शाह। द फिल्म स्टार्स इरफान खान, परेश रावल, कोंकणा सेन शर्मा, जिमी शेरगिल एंड सम अदर जबरदस्त एक्टर्स। इट इज अबाउट सम स्ट्रेंजर्स हु आर स्टक ऑन द प्लेन दैट क्रैशेस इनटू द ट्विन टावर्स ऑन 9/11। एन एक्साइटिंग प्रेमिस बट इट फेल प्रे टू द अर्ली 2000s, अ वियर्ड टाइम जहां पे बॉलीवुड का थोड़ा एग्जिस्टेंशियल क्राइसिस चल रहा था शायद, कि हमें कमर्शियल बनना है या स्टोरी टेलिंग करनी है, लिपसिंग सॉन्ग्स चाहिए या नहीं, फिल्म पे शूट करना है डिजिटल। It was just a mishmash. Somebody please remake that film, keeping all of these things in mind. Bahut badhiya scene ho jayega. But yes, now let's jump into the main list. First up, there is a weird pick. Weird as in, ye mera na thoda bachpan ka pyar hai. Maine ye film shayad TV pe 10,000 baar se zyada dekhi hogi. And it's a personal soft corner. The film I'm talking about is the 2002 film directed by Anupam Kher, Om Jai Jagdish. अब ये फिल्म आज देखो तो अजीब ही लगती है विद इट्स आउटडेटेड मैसेजिंग एंड मेलोड्रामा, बट एट दैट टाइम It was the favorite thing to watch. As a middle-class Indian kid, pre-Friends and the onslaught of Bollywood, Om Jai Jagdish, Pardes and Yaade were my only exposure to Western culture. Coca-Cola, fast cars, Vegas, lighte-lighte, ekdam computers, capitalism, advertising. It was a fun ride. Even the music was fab. Wo gaana yaad hai? Pyar ka matlab rab 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 hota hai. Bhai, it's such a banger. I still remember that final bidding war between Parmeet and the three brothers, jahan pe as the value increases, the brothers come ki bhai maine gaadi banayi hai, maine apni music company banayi hai, and end ka wo reveal ki Shanti Villa ki jo value hai, wo Abhishek Bachchan usi price pe apna software bhejega, oho. Main aur meri dadi har baar is scene pe trip karte the. Abhi main recently kuch clips dekh raha tha is film ki, and obviously it's no Godfather, but yaar thodi work to karti hai abhi bhi. It's a perfect nostalgia watch if you are a 2000s kid. Next up, it is sort of a draw between Seema Pahwa and R. Madhavan for their debut directorial films Ramprasad Ki Teherwi and Rocketry. Both films had flair, a heart that was in the right place, but dono hi films mein yaar ek-ek cheez missing lagi mujhe. In Ramprasad Ki Teherwi, the core idea of a funeral exposing the cracks in a dysfunctional family and then later bringing it together, it was so soft. But I felt that even after a stellar star cast, the performances weren't impactful enough to get the point across. Aur wo debut film hai to thoda aisa bhul chuk ho gaya wali feel aa rahi thi mere ko. And for Madhavan's Rocketry, the actor just didn't fit the titular part. I know that as a person, Madhavan has that scientific, you know, rigor and he must have researched the part thoroughly. But it just didn't translate on screen. And the final act was very choppily written and performed. But nevertheless, Both films were solid debuts by two insane actors and I'm looking forward to their next directorial ventures. For the third place, I got Konkana Sen Sharma with Death in the Ganj and her short film In Lust Stories 2. Oh bhai, where do I start? Death in the Ganj was such an atmospheric, eerie and like chilly film. Matlab main jab bhi wo film imagine karta hu, mereko thand ki feeling aati hai for some reason. It's such a well-made thriller. Unlike the previous picks, koi dekh ke nahi bata sakta ki bhai ye kisi ki pehli film hai. Again, a beautiful ensemble where everyone did their part to perfection. And the Lust Story short was a pure masterclass in visual storytelling. The way these shots were blogged, the performances of course, and the dialogues. Sab mein ek wo excellence ka touch hai, jo wo French chefs mein hota hai na, khana banane ke baad jo aise karte, wo wali baat. यू नोटिस कि इन दोनों फिल्म्स के बारे में आई हैव सेड सच वेग थिंग्स ना, बट दैट्स बिकॉज नंबर वन द क्राफ्ट इज एब्सोल्युटली ऑन पॉइंट, आई डोंट हैव एनीथिंग दैट आई कैन ऐड टू इट, एंड नंबर टू दीज फिल्म्स रियली मेक मी फील वेरी एब्स्ट्रैक्ट एंड ऐसे टेक्सचर्ड फीलिंग एकदम, मतलब अच्छी है गंदी है टाइम पास है वाला मामला नहीं है इन सबका. सेकेंड प्लेस पे है नंदिता दास फॉर हर सोल क्रशिंग फिराक एंड वन ऑफ द मोस्ट एस्थेटिक हिंदी फिल्म आई हैव एवर सीन मंटो. दोनों फिल्में इतनी पॉलिटिकली रेलिवेंट है, तुम उन्हें देख के उस टाइम की पॉलिटिक्स को एकदम परफेक्टली गेज कर सकते हो, लाइक अ टाइम कैप्सूल. व्हाइल फिराक एक्सप्लोर्स द वॉलेटाइल टेंशन ऑफ कॉमन पीपल आफ्टर द 2002 गोधरा राइट्स, मंटो टॉक्स अबाउट टुडे, लाइक लिटरली ऐसा लग रहा है कि आज के टाइम में पिक्चर सेट है. अगर आप मेरे अफसानों को बर्दाश्त नहीं कर सकते तो आपका समाज ही नाकाबिल बर्दाश्त है. Look me in the eyes and tell me that the same is not happening today. As a writer and musician myself, I totally connect with Manto, played beautifully by Nawaz. कैसे पार्टीशन के दौरान मंटो और उसकी क्रिएशंस धीरे धीरे कन्वर्ज करते हैं, जस्ट लाइक इन रजत कपूर आरके, डिड मंटो क्रिएट टोबा टेक सिंह और डिड टोबा टेक सिंह क्रिएट हिमसेल्फ गिविंग अ न्यू लाइफ टू हिज क्रिएटर. एंड इवन अदर देन द इंटेंस पोलिटिकल अंडरटोन्स, इट इज अ कीन एक्सप्लोरेशन ऑफ आर्ट and what impact does the environment has on its artist. Wo saying hai na, in order for me to write poetry that's not political, I must listen to the birds, and in order to listen to the birds, the warplanes must be silent. Nandita Das's Manto is a chilling exploration of that. And finally, my favorite film directed by an actor is none other than Tare Zameen Par, directed by Aamir Khan. I think 2000s and early 2010s ka Aamir Khan was the most influential figure in Indian cinema and Indian society of that time. Lagaan aur Dil Chahta Hai ne Hindi cinema mein paradigm shift laya. Rang De Basanti ke gaane aur scenes aaj bhi protests aur student movements ko reflect karte hain. Three Idiots dekh ke mere jaise logon ne engineering ki race chhodi, and Gajni brought this concept of the 100 crore in India, jiski wajah se aaj bhi picture ki quality hi nahi, unke day one collections ki baatein hoti hai. The man is a true cultural genius. But one of his most important contributions to Indian society, according to me, is his 2007 film Tare Zameen Par. I remember main shayad 8th ya 9th mein tha, aur exam time pe I started noticing ki class ke kuch bachcho ko extra time mil raha hai. They write their exams in a different room, aur you know, invigilators unki thodi help kar rahi hain, answers wagera prompt kar deti hain. And when I asked around, they were like, yaar hum dyslexic students hain, to hum unke saath paper dete hain, hamara paper alag se hota hai. And of course, the stupid 12-year-old me was like, how can I also become dyslexic? Mujhe bhi khulla hoke ekdam cheating karni hai. But now that I look back, it was probably the first time educational institutions started thinking about children with different learning methods. Fir uske baad smart classes aayi, audiovisual learning, dramatics karke log history seekh rahe, ye sab dheere dheere hone laga. And achanak se, there seemed like this awareness of mental health in both children and also in adults who still don't have a conception of it. I still remember the first time jab maine ghar ke kuch bade bude logon ko apne mental disorders ke bare mein samjhane ki koshish kari, I used the Tare Zameen Par analogy ki is game pe jo Japanese mein likha hai wo padh ke dikhao, aap nakhre kar rahe ho, aapka ravaiya theek nahi hai, and they were like ki bhai main Japanese kaise padhu. I still cried that scene. Such a tender and accessible way of explaining a disorder to people. And as I said in another episode of this podcast,
ye meri theory hai ek ki if Aamir Khan would have completely turned director after Tare Zameen Par, and not even director, matlab he obviously would have acted, he's a good actor, but you know, if he would have focused more on developing films with his crew of Advait Chandan, Kiran Rao, Ram Sampath, etc., he has such a great group of filmmakers, his career would have been something else.
I honestly think Aamir Khan is a better director than an actor. His imprint on his films is just something else. He's a great directing mind, so I think he should do it more. And yes, this was my list for some amazing actor-turned-directors. I'll obviously be on the lookout for Randeep Hooda's Veer Savarkar film, just like you all. Do you think it would deserve a spot on this list, or will it be relegated to actor-director disasters like Ajuba, Aav, Lord Chale and Ghayal 2? Tell us in the comments below or hit me up on my socials. I'd love to chat with you. This was Prateek, and I'll see you in the next one.
You were listening to the Quince podcast.